Let's go.
Wake up, y'all.
Crank this up loud.
You're waking up with Frito and Katie.
Here it comes, especially for you. Get on up.
They get me going every morning.
Mornings with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
KILT-FM, HD1, Houston.
Texas proud.
So today, Sean is obviously out at training camp.
Yeah, he's big too good tickets for us.
Yeah, which, okay, you know, I would expect. And he's apparently out there like for almost, like he's out there all the time now.
Yeah.
Like, this is Sean's new life.
Yeah.
And
I was joking with him. I was like, hey, stay hydrated, buddy. Let me know if you need me to send you some sunscreen.
Yeah, you know, just something polite you would say to a fellow pale person. And dude kicks back. I go sunscreen and body spray. A sense of humor and a pleasant aroma, those are my cheat codes. Which is great. Ahaha, yeah, you're right on. But then the question.
What body spray?
What body spray? Like, what body spray are you?
Do you think he has a body spray for different occasions?
I think you have to, because, like, the first one that comes to mind is obviously
Axe. Does Sean Pendergast use Axe body spray?
Does Sean Pendergast
use Axe body spray? What's the one? Isn't it called, like, body?
There is one. Is that the one that comes in the squirt bottle?
Yes.
I actually thought those were all right. Like, I've got a body spray that I've only had.
A body spray?
It's not body. It's not from body. It's from, wait, where was that? Where's that super nice? It was a super bougie kind of like makeup store we went to back in the day, like this really upscale mall in San Antonio. Do you remember which one I'm talking about? It's random, but I bought like begrudgingly a bottle of body.
Lush.
Yeah, it was Lush.
It was Lush.
It was Lush body spray. And that is my get out of a shower cheat code. Like, if I wake up and it's been like a long week and I'm like, I should have showered last night, dude. I
Lush. Head to toe.
So what do you?
It's not working, by the way.
But seriously, like, I mean, because again, like, I want to know that. I think this is valuable, and maybe we'll get into this later. But like, what is the what body spray?
Can I don't want to know Sean's. I want to know, like, the Texans. I asked him to figure out if he could do some digging.
Yeah.
To determine whether or not any of the Texans players use Jovan Musk.
I
love Jovan Musk more than I should.
Is Jovan Musk
not
a body
that I use
spray?
It personally. No, it is not. It's a
cologne.
Aftershave.
It's not even a cologne. I can't even say that.
I think it's both. What is aftershave? Isn't that what you put on your face?
Yeah, like in Home Alone.
They
I don't even think it exists anymore. I don't think that they even
Jovan Musk still exists. You can get it at Walgreens and other fine retailers.
But Jovan Musk is, I would say that's a bold scent.
It's one of my favorite scents.
But you can't even say it's a bold scent if you've never had the experience of Katie unloading an entire can of Axe in your car.
Yes. Yes.
Like, one time,
Axe bomb.
He's like, oh, you know what? Let's just figure this out. What happens if you hallucinate?
Fair,
is what happens.
To be fair, that was a lot stronger than I anticipated.
He has texted back his personal. I'm not kidding. This is his personal body spray. What he sent to you right there is called Papa Tui. Do you know who makes Papa Tui?
I can guess.
It's The Rock. Sean Pendergast uses The Rock's body spray, ladies and gentlemen.
If you smell what Sean is cooking.
Nothing.
We've come full circle.
Yes, we have. Yes, we have.
That could not be more perfect.
Holy cow. Good morning. It's Frito and Katie. Frito, Katie, The Bull. Good morning, everyone.
Hey, great news. AI can turn your dreams into nightmares. Oh, sorry, videos.
Wait.
I think I was right the first time. I'll give you the details coming up next. What's trending with Frito and Katie?
Time for What's Trending with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
If you've been just jonesing for a way to relive that dream where,
I don't know,
your teeth fall out or you show up naked to graduation.
In video form? In HD. Oh.
Boy, do I have the story for you.
Okay.
AI can make your dreams into videos. Now, having seen other AI videos, this is alarming.
They're already kind of nightmarish.
But also fascinating.
Okay.
So I'll tell you how you can make your dreams a reality. But first, it was just last week that Kelly Osbourne denied rumors that her father was dying. And then yesterday it came to pass.
I This hit me harder than it should, man. Like, I, and part of it is because you just had that massive show.
Yes, yes.
And was great.
Ozzy Osbourne, Prince of Darkness, did indeed pass away, age 76. No word on the cause of death, but he was battling Parkinson's.
He was.
Just a few years ago, he'd said his last 5 years had been just absolute hell.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that interview. And like you said, just 2.5 weeks ago, was able to perform one last time, the Back to Beginning show in Birmingham.
For like 100-some-odd thousand people. And he
raised
$190
million for charity.
$190 million!
What a way to go.
In one show.
Yeah.
And it's... I mean, the best ever in heavy metal, as far as... I mean, there's all kinds of things people say.
Father of metal.
Some people say invented it. Very possible. Just crazy.
Obviously survived by his wife, Sharon, daughter, Kelly, and son, Jack. There was Amy, a daughter of Ozzy and Sharon, who opted not
to be
featured.
That's right, the mystery Osbourne.
On the Osbournes. Mm-hmm. And there's some offspring you might not know. A son named Louis John, an adopted son named Elliot Kingsley, and a daughter named Jessica Starshine, all from his first marriage.
Right.
And prolific career. Just insane. In other news, you might have seen the stuff about The Voice. Kelly Clarkson, John Legend, and Adam Levine are reuniting for the first time since season 16. They are set to star as coaches for season 29, which will launch in the spring.
Okay.
Now, hold on.
Right.
I hear your mind working. We just finished season 27. What about season 28?
What about
season happening in the fall 20. With Michael Bublé and Snoop and Niall and Reba. So that's still happening. But both seasons are being shot at the same time, which is why they've just announced season 29 ahead of the debut of season 28.
This is getting out. I mean, it's been out of control.
There was all that speculation about what Kelly Clarkson was going to do, right? Because it was like, is she going to leave her show? Is she coming back to do the Kelly Clarkson show? And it looks like season 7 is happening because she's going to be filming concurrently. So they're like making all of these concessions to allow her to be in both places.
Really?
Right? Whenever she needs to be to make sure that
she can work both gigs. Wow, okay. I assumed that was the kiss of death. It's like, oh, she's doing the voice game.
So did I, but apparently no. So they've also revealed the show will include various format revamps. So it's The Voice Battle of Champions. They're going to have like various competitive elements. They're going to bring back like other contestants in these like challenge rounds and things. And
right.
I mean, I don't know. I guess it's pretty exciting if you're a fan of The Voice.
That could be dope.
There's a triple turn challenge in the blind audition rounds, which will give one coach a protection against others stealing a contestant in the ensuing battle rounds. CeeLo Green is coming back, and he gets like a final decision on something. I mean,
CeeLo's back. Thank God.
The knockout rounds, like I said, will feature past competitors. It sounds like a lot that they're throwing a season 29 of The Voice, but you got to get through season 28 first.
Wow.
So I don't know what you make of that, lots of content for those of you that love The Voice. And we'll end with, of course, Nightmare Fuel, potentially, and that would be AI device turning your dreams into videos. Who can we blame for this? Nerds in Amsterdam.
Okay.
It's a dream recorder, this little gadget. And it doesn't actually scan your brainwaves or anything. You have to remember your dream and then describe what it was, and then it takes that description and turns it into a video.
Okay, so I wake up. I look over at this thing and I'm like
instead of
I
a dream diary,
yeah, it turns
like
it into an AI prompt,
and then it gives you a video,
and then here it comes.
Yeah, it's slightly bigger than an alarm clock. It's got a screen on the front that shows colorful, low def clips, actually, of your dream, which actually makes it worse. The examples they shared look like an acid trip.
Yeah, because that's how a dream would look if you told it. I don't want that.
I actually don't know what is scarier, what AI comes up with or what your unconscious mind comes up with. But it stores a week's worth of dreams.
They say
it's meant for reflecting on the meanings of dreams as they echo into waking life. It is somewhat affordable, but the bad news is you cannot buy one. You have to build it. They say it's not hard, and they posted a shopping list with instructions.
Oh, stop
it. It's built on top of an AI video app that exists called Luma, and the total cost for the thing is around $330 plus 15 cents per dream.
Give me that price again.
$330 for the machine to build, that you have to build.
Right.
Plus 15 cents per dream.
I have to pay you. I mean, I know it's not much.
I have to pay you to describe my dream.
They're
using you for data.
I'm out.
Avoid. Avoid at all costs. Avoid! That's what's trending on 100.3 The Bull.
It's Frito and Katie's Money Minutes.
Look alive, people. We have a chance for you to win cash every day on the show. $100 to be exact. We do it before 8:30. Does involve a little bit of trivia.
Gotta
get 10 questions right in 60 seconds, but who's counting? Yeah. Us. We are.
Well, yeah.
But to make it easier, here's a free answer in today's quiz. Sebastian. One of the answers is Sebastian. So go online, get signed up. We could be calling you before 8:30. TheBullHouston.com/contest. Oh, and if we do, please answer the phone.
It's a known
perhaps
quantity.
The hardest
okay?
part of the challenge.
Yeah, just pick up. I know no one likes it. No one likes it. Just pick up the phone. Good things are on the way. We'll be back with your chance to win Jurassic Quest tickets next. Frito, Katie, 100.3 The Bull, 713-881-5500 is our phone number. This borders on cruel.
Torture.
I mean, this really does what we're about to do to you.
Which is why we called it Jurassic.
I'm not sorry we're doing it, but we are aware that we're doing it. And so, but look, we're trying to give away Jurassic Quest tickets, a 4-pack of Jurassic Quest tickets, which is pretty lit.
Yeah, because it's not even just dinosaurs.
No.
You've got Brit Quest Live going on. You've got Ancient Oceans with the Megalodon. Mm-hmm. It's three amazing things all happening under one roof in RG Center, one weekend only.
Yeah.
And that is not this weekend, but the next, August 1st through the 3rd.
So the question is, what's it going to take to get there? And the answer, is a spelling bee.
The one thing you don't want to do.
What's this?
Where dinosaurs are concerned.
Yes, that's right. That's where we're going to do a dinosaur spelling bee.
So it's a one-off. You're only competing against yourself.
That's right. It's not competitive
with
someone.
Yeah, it's
not
who spells it better.
Yeah, it's
not. I mean, it will be, but at least you get the chance all to yourself.
You get the dinosaur's name.
Yep.
You spell it to the best of your ability.
Yep. I'll tell you if you're right or wrong. And if you're wrong, we move on to the next caller.
But if you're right, Jurassic Quest tickets.
What a genius. But
we're going to see how this goes. So if you want to play, 713-881-5500 is our phone number.
I could give you the dinosaur now, but you would just look it up. We'll save that for round two.
I feel Google might be helpful for this. It might be a two-parter today. We'll get you guys on the phone coming up next.
Frito and Katie, 100.3 The Bull. Let's have a spelling contest.
Why was I not on the trigger with that today?
Right?
Good Lord.
Come on. Dinosaur names are tricky.
You think?
Very long, lots of vowels.
You think? Yes. It's the last thing you would want to come up in a spelling bee as
isn't
a dinosaur.
Isn't there like
man.
A Friends episode? I know you're not the biggest fan of Friends, but isn't there a Friends episode like this?
I'm sure there is.
Isn't Ross a paleontologist?
Oh, he was a paleontologist. I'm sure this has come up at some point.
It's like trying to spell something. Or
what a nightmare.
Anyway, got a dinosaur for you to spell.
Yes, we do.
If you can do that, you will win your 4-pack of tickets to Jurassic Quest.
Frito and Katie, good morning. Who's this?
Abel.
Abel, how desperate are you to get into the Jurassic Quest today?
Man, I'm desperate.
Desperate? You'd have to be to participate in a dinosaur spelling bee, which of course you are.
Jurassic R!
Jurassic R!
Okay.
All right.
So the...
I feel like a dinosaur.
Well, the dinosaur we're trying to spell this morning is Parasaurolophus. Parasaurolophus.
That's right.
That's the one with the little bone trumpet thing on its head.
Mm-hmm.
Parasaurolophus.
Parasaurolophus, Abel. Parasaurolophus.
Do you want to take a crack at that?
Yeah.
Sure.
Fire when ready, Abel. How do you spell that?
Parasaurolophus.
Did he nail it?
Abel, what do you do for a living?
Did he nail it? Abel, what's your secret, my man? What? Yeah, are you a paleontologist? What? How?
No, like I said, I feel like a dinosaur prehistoric. I'm in my 50s.
He remembers Parasaurolophus. He's like, yeah, man, no big deal.
He was there.
He was some black part.
Ah, okay.
I was there, guys.
Man.
Abel.
We made light work of that.
Abel, however that occurred.
I'm not going to question it.
I'm not.
That was correct?
Yes, it was. You have 4 tickets to Jurassic Quest.
And because that was so quick, I will now treat you to a Parasaurolophus concert. Thanks to Pink Fong. This is my life. And anyone else that has taught
me. Let the show begin!
With a crest on my head, Parasaurolophus.
Para!
I'm a great musician. I can play well.
Play the bone trumpet. Honk, honk, hoot, hoot. Let's play all together. Toot, tooty, toot, toot.
What in the...
I'm sorry.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull.
Houston, I have a problem.
Hey, Danielle, thanks for the email. So what's the problem with you and Adam?
Well, for me, it's really simple. He just needs an attitude adjustment, period. I don't know if this is some kind of a thing where he has an issue with strong women. I don't know if he's just an unsupportive person, and I'm just now finding that out. I don't know, but this is getting old, and I'm tired of it.
Right, and you guys have been together for like a while. How long?
Right, just over 6 months.
Oh, all right. Well, what's the sticking point?
Jiu-jitsu.
Okay,
we're probably gonna need to go. We're gonna need some more to go on than just like jiu-jitsu.
Like all of it,
yeah.
Or
right. Well, no, just all of it. Well, it's existence as far as I'm concerned. Yeah. He absolutely hates that I am into jiu-jitsu, and I mean, like, he hates it.
That's
like,
awesome.
He see, thank you.
You can kick his butt now. That's the issue, Danielle.
I may just have to. I mean, it is like this all-consuming problem. I got involved in jiu-jitsu, and it has changed my life. I love the training.
Really?
I'm actually getting good at it. Yeah, they want to start putting me in competitions and stuff. Like, I'm getting good at it. Yeah. And anytime that it comes up, he just loses his mind, or he just acts like a big baby. Like, I don't.
Okay, he's bumming you out, bringing you down.
Right. Well, how so? Like, what's going on?
When it comes up, if I'm going in to work out, if I'm going in to train, everything that happens, he turns it into a problem. He gets mad and talks about the fact that I spend too much time there.
Right.
I'm spending too much time doing this, that it's stupid, that it doesn't. He actually said it was stupid, which that was great. That felt fantastic. That's something I'm that excited about. He was like, yeah, that's stupid. He doesn't like the environment at the gym. He doesn't like... It's never anything specific. It's always just little eye rolls and little sighs and little passive aggressive little comments.
Okay.
If I ever bring it up, he has to find a way to make sure that I know that he hates this and he hates that I'm involved in it. And it is getting on every nerve that I have left.
Okay. Right. Okay. So you want him to just accept it. It's like a big part of your life now, and he should get on board.
Oh, he has to get on board. That's a complete sentence. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
This is incredibly important to me. It's something that I've discovered for myself in my life. It's something that I'm doing 100%
That's
for myself,
empowering.
Which I don't do.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's incredibly empowering. You know, I've offered for him to do it with me, and he's just like, oh. I enjoy this. It keeps me healthy. It keeps me active. It, like you said, it's empowering. I don't get what his problem is.
Okay, is this like a potential deal breaker for you? Like, I mean, 6 months in, like, if this doesn't fix itself, are you walking away or what?
100%.
Really?
100%. Yeah, because it's something that's important to me and I'm passionate about. And I can get, you know, we all have interests that are different, or we all have things that we look at differently than our partner. But for him to be so negative about how stupid it is,
so,
and there's nothing...
Yeah.
There's no downside to what I'm doing.
Okay. Well, like, you know, we obviously are going to call him if that doesn't work. Kind of like what Katie said. You could always just choke him out.
Yeah.
That's,
I feel like you could solve this yourself.
It seems like this is a dangerous game to play for him, but whatever. Let's get him on the phone. We'll see if we can smooth this over. We'll talk to Adam.
I appreciate it.
Coming up next on Frito and Katie.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull.
Houston, I have a problem.
Okay, so Danielle and Adam, they've been dating for 6 months. And
yes.
She's very unhappy because she's found this great new hobby.
Yeah.
She's into jujitsu. She finds it, among other things, very empowering. And it's this hobby that he is very dismissive of.
He calls it dumb.
He's not interested in it at all.
No, which seems like a dumb thing to say to someone who does jujitsu.
Well, and she said she's getting really good at it.
That's what I mean.
They want her to compete, so yeah. Hey, buddy, watch back.
Like, do you just not have fear? Is that...
Or a brain.
Wow.
I don't know. We actually have him on the phone, so hopefully he can fill in these gaps. Hey, Adam, thanks for jumping on with us.
Hey, thanks, guys. How you doing?
We're doing good. Better than Danielle, honestly.
Yeah.
She emailed us and seemed like she's kind of at the end of her rope because you've been rather unsupportive of late.
Oh, unsupportive, like about the jujitsu thing?
Yes, the jujitsu thing.
That's the thing.
And that's what's got us confused, man. Like, we're not saying it's for everyone, but it also doesn't seem like something that someone would have a massive problem with. Like, what's the issue?
Oh, I've got reasons for days. Like, number one, if you want to work out, just work out, you know? Like, hand-to-hand combat? Come on.
Hey, it's smart for women. I don't know about that.
Oh, Lord.
I don't know. The whole thing is just really just so disrespectful. It's not even funny.
Disrespectful?
Yeah, I'm having a hard time. Why would it... What's disrespectful about it?
Well, we've been dating for 6 months, and you don't think her rolling, like, around the floor on a mat with a bunch of dudes disrespectful?
Oh, for God's sake. Oh, listen, I keep trying to tell you, that's not a thing. That is not what... That's not how any of that works.
Like, look, I've been to the classes, okay? Like, there's this one, there was like 10 guys and 5 girls, and you know, she was spending all her time like getting turned into a pretzel by this UFC wannabe, like, and I was just like, what the hell?
Okay.
Yeah, that was right in the very, very beginning when I was first learning, and I've actually gotten really good at it, and I've actually kicked some guys' butts, and you're acting like there's something sexual happening here. It could not be less sexual. It could not have less to do with any of that at all.
I don't know what me off more. Like, she's getting grounded and pounded by a bunch of MMA dork
orders.
Seems like, you know, you can't see how obviously this is going to be a problem for me.
Okay, can I... First of all, it's not a problem for you because it doesn't have anything to do with you. This is for me, and this isn't just a workout. This is a way to... This is empowering. This is strengthening. It makes me feel safer when I'm by myself.
Yeah.
This is what I'm into. And you're right.
Well, how would you...
She can protect both of you now.
I can't. I mean, this is not a problem for you. This has nothing to do with you.
I mean, how would you feel if I was getting, like, mat time rolling around with some gym?
Oh, my God. Well, first of all, if all you're thinking about is rolling around with some gym girl, then you still don't get what's actually happening at all. But if you were actually into jujitsu or some sort of combat and you were learning and growing with a bunch of women, I wouldn't have a problem with that at all.
Okay.
No, okay, sure. All right, come on, you're trying to gloss this over because, like, you know that anyone would have a problem with this.
No, only a sexist pig is going to have problems with this.
Honestly, Adam, she drew a pretty hard line with us on this earlier. I mean, you can hear it. She's kind of fed up with it. I think she needs you to figure out how to be supportive of this or she's going to walk.
Are you for real? Like, I'm not being out of line here. It's disrespectful for her to do this. We've been together for 6 months, and I think she needs to take my feelings into consideration. Like, if she's not going to do that, this is going to be a real problem.
Okay. Well, hang on the line for a minute.
Let's take some calls.
Yeah, some perspective on this.
713-881-5500 is our phone number. What do you think? Is he right to be upset, or
is
he just being a little insecure?
I'm trying to put myself into that perspective.
Do males and females often spar like that?
See, I don't...
Like, is it the instructor?
Yeah, maybe it's the team. Does that matter if it's the instructor or not? He's still a dude.
Yeah,
you know?
But...
Like,
it's not a cuddle session. It's a combat sport.
Weigh in. 713-881-5500 is our phone number. Give us your thoughts. We'll talk to you next.
Freedom and Katie, 100.3 The Bull. Today is Houston. I have a problem. Hot take. A man is livid.
Yeah.
Livid. Good way to describe it. That his girlfriend of 6 months is rolling around on mats with random guys.
In
She's doing jujitsu.
Yes, that
which is a legit martial art.
Yes, but
he said it's weird and disrespectful. She says he's insecure and needs to grow up.
So we turn to you, Frito and Katie. Good morning. What do you think?
I think she needs to break up with him.
Break up with him? He's stupid. It doesn't make any sense whatsoever.
Doesn't make any sense. He just sounds jealous, insecure, and if he's not going to support her passion, on to the next.
Yeah, because this is just the first time it's happening, but I imagine it will be a continuing theme throughout their relationship.
I don't think he's going to be down with any mail on her contact period ever.
Yeah, like what if she works somewhere? She's got a close male friend.
Oh, that's off the table. I mean,
he seems the type you can't even interact with the male
exactly, in his presence.
That's
what I was thinking. He's going to go berserk.
Yeah, he's definitely not going to be happy
about
it.
Do you think he knows a rear naked chokehold doesn't actually mean they're naked?
Because I have my concerns. Went and watched another day.
Yes, yes.
Go, yeah.
Like, you went on a bad day.
Yeah, exactly. It could have been. And you know what? A lot of people have texted, like, yeah, it does matter if they're the instructor or not. Because,
absolutely does. They're showing you how to do it correctly, safely, without getting injured.
Yes, yes. Hey, thank you so much. Frito and Katie, good morning. Okay, what are your thoughts?
I think that dude's a and needs to take his panties off.
Wow, okay, right. No, I mean, oh, yeah, it's fair.
He's just worried that now she can defend herself. Against whom? Maybe him. Right? Like, now you got a girl that can beat you up. It's emasculating, I guess.
I guess.
I mean, it sounds like she's wearing the pants and he's wearing the panties. I mean,
she's
seriously.
She's wearing the gi, that's for sure.
Thank you. We appreciate it. Frito and Katie, good morning. Who's this?
This is Ronnie. What's going on?
Ronnie, how you doing, man? Okay, weigh in. What do you think?
I think that's cool, man. I think I would go check her out, and then I would buy that spin game and do it at the house.
He wants to roll on the mat with her.
You would say yes.
Like, yeah, dump that guy.
And integrate that into your everyday life in a way that makes sense
for all parties
adults involved.
Yeah, and some baby oil with some baby oil.
Oh, my God. All right.
Ronnie, children are present.
We got the point, Ronnie.
Okay? Hey. Children are listening.
Thank you so much. If you want to weigh in, hit us up. 713-881-5500 is our phone number. Frito and Katie, 100.3 The Bull. Texas Proud, 713-881-5500. So let's say you have a girlfriend who enjoys MMA. There are some who do. And she obviously needs to go to the gym and practice. And she's getting really dang good. It requires rolling around on a mat with dudes. Thoughts? Is that going to be a problem for you? Should it be a problem? Or is this just a case of, like, again, some weird immaturity thing? Back to you guys. If you want to chime in, 713-881-5500. Isidro, good morning. Do you have some thoughts on this mat time with a man?
Yeah, I mean, I think the guy just has insecurity issues, mm-hmm. just needs to grow the hell up, you know? It's like, if she's really into it, you know, dude, just grow up, you know? If women are going to cheat, they're going to find other ways to do it, not jiu-jitsu.
That's
ways that don't involve cauliflower ear.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, like,
there are so many easier ways.
Yes, those rolls, I mean, those mats, that you end up injured, right? I mean, like, you're bruised. You've got sore ribs.
Yeah, there are
sweat in your eyes. Sparks, it's sweat.
There's nothing intrinsically sexy about that.
No,
that
if
I
you
can
think it's sexy, it wouldn't smell like that.
You've been in an MMA gym.
Yeah, I mean,
it smells different than any other gym on this planet.
I've been gay.
Good Lord.
No, he's being disrespectful by just saying, you know, pounding on a mat. Come on, dude.
Yeah.
A little much. Brother, thank you so much.
Throw the hell up.
Yeah, 1,000%.
Frito and Katie, good morning. What do you think?
I think the dude needs to get a life. Mm-hmm. There is no way that should bother him at all. It is ridiculous. Next, he's going to be telling her she can't wear red lipstick because, you know, she's going to attract too many guys or something. I would steer way clear of that dude.
It does seem like it's inviting other issues into this relationship.
Because where
like,
does that end?
He's controlling. I mean, he's trying to control her.
Yeah.
I mean, she's doing something to better herself.
Yes.
And he's
yes.
not on board with it?
It's no.
Like, whoa.
That's a lot.
What
and also
he wanted to go, you know, take karate or whatever. Do something of the similar sort.
Or yoga. What if he wanted to take yoga?
I think
yoga is viewed as a female type activity.
Yeah.
Where women are wearing tight pants. I mean, if she had a problem, that would be a problem.
But she even said it. She's like,
do whatever you want,
knock yourself out. Like, this is great. Like, I don't care. Yeah. He just doesn't necessarily believe that, which, again, it's bizarre.
Anything that builds that kind of confidence and body awareness, quite frankly, I mean, that's something that you should celebrate.
Yes.
And something he could reap the benefits from later. Yes, exactly.
Want her to be in shape?
It wants her to be fit, but not too fit.
Not too fit. Not fit that way.
Yeah.
Lord.
Exactly.
Yeah, she's not texting other guys. You know, she's triangle choking them. Like, there's a huge difference.
Exactly. She's kicking their
Hey, thank you so much. Frito, Katie, the Bull. Good morning, everyone.
If you thought ghosting people was bad, wait till you hear what Gen Z does when they actually do pick up the phone.
Oh, this should be fun.
I need to know if this trend is legit.
This should be fun.
We'll talk about it coming up next. What's trending? We're Frito and Katie.
Time for What's Trending with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
Okay, serious question.
Okay.
If you don't like emails, you hate voicemails, why do you have a phone? You'd prefer not to talk on it. Why do you have it? You could just have a tablet.
That's true. You don't need the actual phone.
Because there are messaging apps.
Yeah.
You don't actually need, like, to have a... Well, yeah, you can have a plan on a tablet, but you don't need a phone. You don't need a cell phone for these things.
I guess maybe it fits better in your hand.
Is it cheaper?
I
depending on the tablet you have?
I have never once thought about it until you bring it up. But yeah, if you don't want to use any form of communication like that, then...
Right? I mean, that's what the primary purpose of the phone, you don't want to use the phone for.
Yeah. So why have
it? So don't have the phone.
Just...
But this could be unfounded because I'm not actually sure that this is... This is true.
Okay.
This is gospel truth. So we need to go through it. But first, big shout out to our friends at the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo.
Yes.
Y'all, they have gone and done it. They were just named the Academy of Country Music Best Fair and Rodeo for the third time.
Mm-hmm.
They also won in 2022 and in 2019.
Yep.
Officials, of course, say it's all the volunteers. Quote, thank you to our 36,000 volunteers, donors, and guests for making one of Houston's beloved traditions the biggest and greatest for 93 years. And if you're wondering who won it those other years, San Antonio.
Was it really?
San Antonio's Dog Show and Rodeo won in 2021 and 2023.
I get that you have to spread it around.
Sit out a year, I think.
You have to spread it around. But, like, there is such a step
up. We're just fighting ourselves.
And San Antonio's a great rodeo.
It is.
There is such
different.
A leap up from San Antonio to here in terms of rodeos that it's nuts. I mean, that really is the only thing like that on this earth.
This was a weird move. I think this was in an effort to help them look more official and be taken more seriously. So, whoops, I guess. But the Toronto Transit Commission is making some changes for their fare inspectors.
All right.
They've given them new gray uniforms and new titles. So they're now called Provincial Offenses Officers.
Okay.
And it's... causing quite a stir online.
Son of a gun. Yeah, I got it. Because I got it.
The acronym is PU.
Yeah, and they
PU inspectors, and that's more than a little unflattering. Now the TTC claims they knew this would be the acronym.
Oh, did they?
And they want everybody to grow the hell up. They said, "Yeah, we were kids once too."
Oh,
and the acronym was thought
All
through,
right.
But the designation was not ours to begin with. It existed in Ontario legislation long before the TTC began using it this weekend. So we thank the snickering 12-year-old boys who dominate the internet for their insights. But it does not negate the fact that fare cheats face fines of hundreds of dollars, which is no laughing
You gave
matter.
Them that title, and then you made them people that write tickets.
Well,
this is horrible.
And then people started roasting the defense, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that was such a defensive response.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, y'all know what y'all did. And you can correct it if you want to.
But fair, I mean, to be fair, fare evasion is serious.
Breaking the law.
I mean, their audit estimated that like $140 million is lost every year.
Oh, man. Okay.
Money that the agency could be used to improve services, safety, cleanliness, better titles, better uniforms.
Or shopping things.
So they aren't there to also be heavies, right? Like they're... They just have the authority to fine anyone caught riding without a ticket.
Got it.
In case you're wondering, like, what it is that they do. But those fees can range from $200 to $500. Mm. And I want to preface this story by saying that I don't love to poke fun at Gen Z. And just because I remember when millennials were shamelessly taunted and blamed for everything under the sun doesn't mean we should go and do the same thing. You know, two wrongs and all that. But this is just really interesting, if true. There's a post. Maybe you've seen it. It's gone viral. It's about the recruiter who does phone interviews. Said something I've noticed about Gen Z specifically is that a lot of them answer the phone and they don't say anything. So I can hear their breathing and background noise, but they wait for you to say hello first. Now, at first I was thinking, well, this is what I do with robocalls because I'm waiting for the robot to start talking and I know it's not a person.
Do you think that's
it? But that's
it?
Only when it's an unknown caller.
Yeah.
But this person says that they set these up. They're given the phone number, and they know when she's called.
They know that is another human who's trying to get in touch with you, and they still just sit there in silence and
wait.
Yes. Why?
She said it's not even necessarily a deal breaker. It's really not that deep, but it's something that she continuously notices and finds very, very unusual.
Is that real? Is that real? I mean, honestly, is that real? That's weird to me. Like, that seems like something that is completely.
I mean, it's not just good manners. Like, it has a purpose.
Yeah, you're telling them.
Hello.
Here
I am. Yeah. Go ahead.
Call's connected. Let's begin. Like, why would I? Wow. I mean, I'd.
Like, the person on the other end cannot see you. You need a vocal indication that they are there and prepared to have the conversation.
Are you so used to FaceTime that it's
right?
Like, all right.
Like, so strange. Yeah. Is this real? Have you encountered this?
I would love to know.
Weigh in. That's what's trending on 100.3 The Bull.
Fredo and Katie, The Bull, if you're just joining us, in trending, you revealed that Generation Z may not answer the phone the way that we do.
It is definitely a trend.
As humans.
So it might not be all of Generation Z, but it was from a recruiter's viral social media post that suggested, yes, when she sets up calls with kids that fall into that generation, they know what time she's calling.
Right.
They know the phone number she's using. They do not say hello when they answer the phone. They sit there in silence and wait for her to begin.
Fredo and Katie, good morning. Is this made up?
The Gen Xer is not answering when you call them. Yeah.
What
my
do you mean?
Son does that.
Your son? Wait, okay. So your son is Generation Z and the young one. And he just answers the phone.
And says nothing.
And holds it.
And
he just
waits.
Holds the phone. It drives me insane. And his excuse is, I just got on the phone. I can hear you breathing. I can hear the background.
What do you mean I just got on the phone?
Do you just wait? I mean, is it just who's going to break first?
Yeah.
Well, sometimes I wait, like the stubbornness in me, but then other times I'm like, I say what I got to say because
like,
it's just on my thing that he's something he does.
What is that? He learned it from somewhere. Like he had to have learned.
Their excuse was they didn't have landlines. Right, so they didn't grow up with the phone like we all grew up with the phone,
okay.
So they're out of practice,
right.
Essentially. They don't know the manners associated with phone calls.
I mean, you could just pick
up
the phone.
You pick up the normal to say hello.
Yeah, it's like,
hi,
it's like when
something.
You see a person and you say hello.
Exactly.
right.
Like what?
We call it a greeting.
Is that... I'm honestly a little bit shook by this. Like, I'm trying to figure out how it's like if I answered a call like that and just sat... Again... Just sat.
I would be the best at this game.
You would be pretty good. It would be a challenge for you.
To see who says something first.
Like, make it as awkward as
you
can.
Okay, does he also hang up the phone without saying goodbye? Because isn't that the other thing they do?
Yeah.
Oh, my...
He's hung up while I was still talking.
He just drops the hammer on you when he's done?
He's like, well, I was done, so...
You're his mom! You're his mother!
He'll call back because I've gotten on him. He'll call back. He'll be like, oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were done. No!
This is a nightmare. It's an absolute nightmare.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
But thank you.
I thought I was crazy until I heard you guys talking about it. And I was like, okay, so this is a thing.
Yeah, you're not alone.
I guess it is. Wow.
Everybody's suffering in literal silence. Oh.
Yeah. He's 16, born in 2008.
Wow. Have a great day.
Oh,
we appreciate
you
it.
Thank you.
100.3 The Bull. It's Frito and Katie's Money Minutes.
Andy, good morning. How are we doing?
We're doing okay.
Let's see if we can take down the Money Minute.
Do a little better. A lot better.
That would be a lot better. You have 10 questions. You got to get them all right in 60 seconds. You can pass, obviously, on any question. Just say pass, and we'll come around to all them passes. We have time at the end, but you cannot change an answer once you give it. Sound good?
Yes, sir.
Katie, are you ready?
Ready. In 1983, what doll required an adoption certificate, caused riots in toy aisles, and made grown adults fight for fabric kids?
Pass.
What mostly green stone is known as the Stone of Heaven and is highly valued in Chinese culture?
Emerald.
According to the rhyme, what did Peter Piper pick?
Pick a pickled peppers.
Brie cheese is named after a region in what country?
Pass.
What Disney character sings Kiss the Girl?
Sebastian.
In medieval times, what would you call a young person who learned a trade or craft from a skilled master craftsman?
Pass.
In Dante's Inferno, how many circles of hell are there?
Seven.
What product do Girl Scouts sell to raise money?
Cookies.
What is another name for the Academy Awards?
Pass.
What part of your body has thicker skin, the sole of your foot or your scalp?
We'll take an answer there.
Sole of your foot.
Got it.
He almost mirrored my answers for this quiz.
I know.
Like, that's incredible.
I know.
Incredible.
Why? Why do y'all think it's seven? Why do you think it's seven circles of hell?
Oh, because people say, well, I'm in the seventh circle of hell right now. It's the
popular one.
It's just a something. Yeah, I don't think
that's just violence.
Yeah. Okay? Yeah, so there are, in fact, two more
violence
circles of hell.
Violence against others themselves.
Yeah, it's a bad circle. It's not a circle you want to be in.
I don't think it's the circle that anyone means either.
Really? Like, because I would think that.
I guess you could say you're committing violence against yourself. You know what?
but again, we made the same mistake. And I say mistake because I did not get 10 out of 10 right on this quiz. And obviously neither did Andy. But let's review. Where did
you
mess up?
Yes, let's go over the other answers. Okay, so in 1983, what doll required an adoption certificate, caused riots, and made grown adults fight?
Cabbage Patch.
And that was their thing, right? They weren't for sale. They were for adoption.
They were from adopt. You could adopt.
And they all had unique names and paperwork and identities and all of that.
And people lost their
minds. Yeah, they still do.
Back in the day, lost their minds.
They still do if you've got them in mint condition.
Oh, I'm sure they're worth a ton. Good Lord.
What mostly green stone, known as the Stone of Heaven, is highly valued in Chinese culture.
Also an emerald there.
Yeah, he said emerald. Jade.
It's jade. And jade is correct. So I was like, oh, well, yeah, okay, one's a gem.
And mostly green because some people, some jade can be kindling blue. And there are other color variants. Pickled peppers was correct. Pack of pickled peppers.
Pizza in San Antonio, Texas, whichever one you
Fair enough.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not picking the pizza, but yeah, you pick the pizza. Brie cheese is named after a region in what country?
France.
In medieval times, what would you call a young person who learned a trade or craft from a skilled master craftsman?
An apprentice.
Yeah. Really the same thing you'd call it now, only they didn't live with them, or they don't usually live with them today.
You're right. People forget about that.
In Dante's Inferno, how many circles of hell are there? Nine, like we discussed. Mm-hmm. And then what is another name for the Academy Awards?
The Oscars.
The Oscars.
Yeah, I mean, bingo. Andy, not bad.
I know you knew that.
Yep.
Sometimes when you're...
Sebastian, though, right?
Yes, you got Sebastian. And cookies and the pack of pickled peppers.
Yeah.
And sold the foot.
All we need you to do is sign up again, man.
Yeah,
I appreciate you focusing on the ones I missed. Enjoy it, guys.
Andy, we were told to go over those for what it's worth.
Andy, there are people that are very specific about how we do this game. But thank you so much. Sign up again, please. The Bull Use.
All right, you guys have a great day.
You too. Bye,
you too, Andy. Frito, Katie, 100.3 The Bull, Texas Proud. Big week on the show because we've got Keith Urban tickets.
Yes, Keith Urban, of course, playing this fall, October 11th, Cynthia Woods Mitchell Pavilion. We'd love to send you.
But wait, there's more.
We'd love to send you.
Yeah, $50 gas card from our Houston area Nissan dealers. This is exciting. It's not exciting. Is that we're going to do mixed messages to give it away.
It's exciting for me.
It might be exciting. It might be exciting for you. Because, like, you know, obviously Katie is undefeated in this game. I I would love to pick up a win for one of you guys today, because this is the highest stakes we've had for this game. And you know, it's
even
a lot.
even though you've not taken a W,
no,
I believe that you are still usually picked first.
Look, it's up to you who you pick. The game is fairly simple.
Yes, so it is not what we say; it's what you hear.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we are going to give each contestant 1 minute. And during that minute, you will decipher phrases hidden within seemingly random strings of words.
Just absolute nonsense.
Yep. It could be a phrase, could be a celebrity name, could be a place. You're just listening for something that makes sense out of something that doesn't.
Yes.
You have a total of 10 potential points here. And we will tally up the points at the end. Whatever team has the most, well, their teammate wins the tickets to Keith Urban.
Which, like we said, has always been Katie's team thus far. Will it be different today?
Choose your teammate accordingly. That's all I can say.
Yeah, man. Do whatever you need to do to give yourself what you believe to be your best chance today. 713-881-5500 is our phone number. We will pick our contestants, make our teams, and play coming up next. Frito, Katie, the bull for Keith Urban tickets. We are playing Mixed Messages. Katie's born ready for this. I used to be enthusiastic about, like, maybe this will be the week.
Yeah.
The gas has kind of been let out of my lawnmower.
Yeah.
But maybe we can turn that around.
We'll see.
Frito, Katie, good morning. Who's this?
Good morning. This is April.
April, what's up? You are contestant number one in today's round of Mixed Messages, so you really have the ultimate pick here. You want a team with me, or do you want a team with Katie?
Okay, you know what? I'm going to go with you.
It's always the underdog. I need this. Everyone likes an underdog.
I might have needed this, too. Thank you for the vote of confidence,
yes,
April.
He did need that.
Thank you.
He did need that.
That means a lot. All right, let's lock you in here and let's meet our opponent today. Frito and Katie, good morning. Who's this?
This is Nikki.
Hey, Nikki. April picked me.
Foolishly.
Which means you're teaming with Katie.
It's me and you, girl.
Now, you also have a pick involved in this.
Yeah, because you didn't get to pick your teammate. You will get to pick the order in which we play. So do you want to go first, Nikki, or do you want to let them go, embarrass themselves, and then we go?
Okay, let them go.
Love it.
Nikki, you're going on hold. We'll be right back with you. Okay.
I'm just kidding, April. You're not going to embarrass yourself. It's Frito.
Absolutely not. Whatever happens here, April, just remember.
He wants to stay friends.
This is all my fault, most likely. Now, what this is going to sound like is a lot of gibberish, right? I'm going to give you a lot of nonsense, but a phrase is going to be buried in there, a name, phrase, place, something like that. Your job is to identify it and yell it out, right? You can pass whenever you want to pass.
Because, and you control that pass. Yeah. It's very important.
Yeah.
Just going to keep reading
it. I'm just going to keep going until I hear you say pass. The most right within 60 seconds out of our two teams is going to get the win. So,
okay, well, you keep those cards lest you accuse me of cheating.
Ah, okay. All right. Good call. Good call.
Okay, we're starting up here.
All right. And let me grab these guys.
Here are your cards, sir.
Thank you very much.
Let's set 60 seconds on the clock.
All right. Setting the timer.
I've got the answers.
Say when, Katie.
And 3, 2, 1.
Dr. Dre.
Dr. Dre.
Okay. Theme and Jury Inc. Candied 8. Theme and Jury Inc. Candidate. The Manchurian. Okay. Phase Theme Music. Okay. Hum America. Okay. Worth its weight in gold. All right. How did that?
That's actually really good. I think your phone was cutting out. I think you did actually say it, but I was only catching the last few words.
Maybe.
Yeah,
because of the phone.
Was,
Yeah. Which stinks because you could have had one more, but.
Yes, it was worth its weight in gold. I said it twice. I was like screaming it.
Yes. I heard in gold, so I was assuming, right? But according to the rules, we got to hear the full phrase. But even still, you've got four. You only did five, so that's phenomenal. You got four out of five.
Okay.
So you've got 4 points, which has been enough to win in the past.
It has.
I do want that on the record.
It has, April.
The one that you didn't get.
Yeah.
Do you know it now, April?
It was the Manchurian Candidate.
Yeah.
Manchurian Candidate. April, that's fine. That's April. Let's have good thoughts.
Yeah, but that was still
we have good thoughts.
Still really great. Yeah.
All right. It is. I'm going to put you on hold. We will be right back with you. Don't go anywhere. And we will see how Nikki and Katie do. That's next on Frito and Katie. Frito, Katie, 4 out of 5. So 4 points. You have to get 5 if you're going to be undefeated with mixed messages. Can she do it? We're going to find out. Nikki, are you ready to begin?
Yes.
Okay. So Katie is going to just be sending gibberish your way. You're going to try to figure out the little phrase, name, place that's hidden.
I'm going to say it different ways, with different inflections, in the hopes that it starts to take shape. Whether that's a person or a place or a phrase, whatever. Okay, so that's what you're listening for. We've got 10 possible points. I'm going to keep reading until you tell me to stop.
That's right.
Okay, so you control the pass feature here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay, and I've got 60 seconds on the timer. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, in 3, in 2, in 1, begin.
Movers and shakers, movers and shakers, movers and shakers, movers and shakers. Movers and shakers?
Salt pepper shakers?
Ryan Seacrest!
Famous guy.
Roberto Benigni. Just say what you're hearing. Roberto Benigni.
Roberto Benigni?
Yep. Ryan Seacrest?
Movers and shakers?
Silicone implants. Say it one more time.
Silicone implants?
Nope, our king's own. No parking zone. Foul Jazz Coffee. Folgers Coffee. Gel Hope Pudding. Jello Pudding? Drive-in movie.
Do you know what made that work for you?
I realized that what she was doing.
You adapted.
Because she was playing very smart, but then we came back and got it.
You adapted. I was hoping that you would just keep on plowing ahead.
No, because then she wouldn't have got any.
And then Nikki would have, offered and that.
But obviously she was a champion.
Nikki.
And I don't want to say that I'm showing off. I just want to say I'm showing up. Every single time, because that's the win. That's the W, Nikki. We win.
Nikki, congratulations. Yeah. Woo! Congratulations, Nikki. You got it done. You are going to see Keith Urban. You're also getting a $50 gift card from our Houston area Nissan dealers. The streak continues.
Yes, it does.
Guys, Nikki, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with you, okay?
Okay.
I know that was maybe not in the... I just felt bad because she was going to keep doing it.
I can't hate on it. I'm just disappointed. I thought this was my opportunity. It's like when someone trips at the starting line, you know? It's like, okay, maybe this will be my race. No, it's not.
Someone has a false start.
More Keith Urban tickets, more gas cards coming up tomorrow. Frito, Katie, the Bull. Okay, we haven't had a whole lot of time to discuss the fact that we've got this really cool thing with Chris Jansen coming up with Nick.
True that. Wild Horses, mm-hmm. his next studio album.
Yes.
He is releasing on Friday, August 1st.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, big deal.
Yeah.
And we have a very special way to celebrate
that. How is he releasing
it?
He's
showing up here.
With us.
He's hanging out with
us.
That's
the answer.
Yes. And you could be up here with the rest of us at the sound studio we have celebrating this with the man himself, Chris Jansen.
Yeah, so if you're a big fan, you want to meet him, be able to ask him a few questions maybe, take pictures and get your hands on that album.
This is your chance. Be listening. Nick Russo has more chance for you to win your way in coming up this afternoon.
Also, you can win online if you just want to go ahead and get entered at thebullhouston.com.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull. Now, here's the stories we almost missed.
I gotta be honest, I've spent way too much time looking at this. I know you spent a little bit of time looking at this because I found it hard to believe that Nashville is now America's favorite city based on, like, house. But I was like, there's no
way.
They
send some really odd metrics.
Yeah, just it's like there's like, hey, I really like it. Hey, I kind of like it. I'm have
a
no
lot of
idea.
People had no opinion on it.
Yeah, and then they somehow someone looked at that and found a way to shimmy it around. I'm going to guess someone in the Nashville tourism industry.
Because they just said, well, I'm pretty sure those people that don't know would score it as highly favorable or somewhat favorable. Thus, we'll just assume it would be positive.
And so they used that as an excuse to bump off
the way to do that.
Everyone else.
Yeah.
Everyone else. Like, there's a three-way tie, but in Colorado Springs, San Diego, and Virginia Beach, all three lovely places. And then you get New York. And then you get New York. And then it all kind of falls below that.
What about Houston?
I was trying
other Texas cities.
I was really trying to avoid that because we did not do well.
Oh, no.
At all. Very favorable for the city of Houston, Texas. 10%.
Very favorable.
10%.
Is this people that have traveled to the city, that live in the city?
I think they were looking at
that are aware of the city?
Yeah, from tour. I don't think I don't think locals are factored into this at all. I think this is people who live anywhere else but Houston.
Oh, so it's
hey,
like,
what do you think
of
the city?
Is it a vacation destination?
Or even, I don't even think it goes that far. I think it's literally, what do you think about this city? And most people, not very favorable towards the H. We got pretty decent scores on they are right, the somewhat favorable. But also, a lot of people are like, I don't know. How am I supposed to know?
What's that count?
About 26%. I think we should pull the Nashville, just pull all of them. If you showed up here, you'd love it. Boom, we win. Austin, Texas beat us out, which is garbage. Dallas beat us out.
That's how you know it's not people living there.
Yeah, that's 100%. I would say, and again, this is not a knock. I know you're not supposed to say anything bad about Nashville because reasons.
A promised land.
It's very similar to Austin for me. Like, very similar. The idea, incredible. Actually showing up, still pretty cool.
Yeah.
Not bad.
Fact that it's launched so many careers.
There's a lot of history there. Anyway, so take that however you want to take that, I guess. Nashville, best city in America. Enjoy.
In other news, one of my favorite harmless conspiracy theories is that Stevie Wonder can see. Not that he's not blind, but he's not totally blind.
Hear her out. Listen,
and
just
I was
hear
turned
her
on
out.
To this back in hear 2019, and it was Lionel Richie. I think it was Kelly Clarkson's show he was on, and he was talking about this time where Stevie was like, hey, you got to listen to this song. Let's go get in my car. And he's like, hey, you get in the passenger seat. So Stevie Wonder gets in the driver's seat, proceeds to reverse, use the mirrors, and back out of a driveway before he stops, and he's like, gotcha. And so Lionel Richie's like, it's this running joke. Like, I'm pretty sure he can see. And he is not the only one with the story. Shaq has got one.
That's the one I remember. Shaq is like, an elevator opens up. Stevie's in the elevator.
He acknowledges Shaq.
And he's like, what's up, Shaq? And
he pushes his floor.
Yeah,
and he gets out unassisted.
And then I was like, I think we're getting played by Stevie Wonder.
And Shaq was like, I'm gonna tell the story to everybody I know.
Yeah.
And then Snoop Dogg's got one.
Yep.
I think there's like a really funny story with like Keith Sweat and like a game of air hockey or something.
Basically, there are a large number of people that believe that Stevie can see. And that he's just been playing us.
He addressed it like last week or earlier this month or
did
something.
Did he actually address
it? Yes, he was at a festival in the UK and he was like, okay, I mean, I a few days after I was born, I was blind.
Yeah.
So like, I am blind.
Okay.
But he jokes about it all the time. Like, he always is joking about it. He'll tell people he's been looking for them. He enjoys watching them. Like, it's just, it's hilarious. So he is in the news again because he is talking about how you don't need to be made to retire ever. I mean, he's 75 years old. He has no intention of hanging it up.
No.
And he says, for as long as you breathe, for as long as your heart beats, there's more for you to do. He loves playing music. He says, it's like my mantra. I think I can do all the stuff I want to do, and I'm not going to stop the gift that keeps pouring through my body just because of age. As long as you can imagine it, as long as you can go on and be creative and all of that, as long as you let your mind work, you do not have to retire.
That's a beautiful sentiment.
And I think a lot of people feel that way.
A lot of people do,
He doesn't have to, but for the rest of us, I think now it's We can't. We literally cannot. Yeah,
that's the difference,
cannot.
Stevie. That's the difference, Stevie.
You have
Stevie.
The luxury of if you decide to.
Two completely different realities,
yeah,
my man.
No, that's, you're right. I don't have that luxury, buddy.
Have a great day. See you tomorrow.